You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday and time for commentator Brian O'Nunoyne. Today he discusses the troubled Irish connection to the world of cycling and the performance-enhancing drugs saga that plagues Lance Armstrong.
And a very good morning to you all. The former Irish international cyclist Paul Kimmage once referred to Lance Armstrong as a cancer in the sport of cycling. Armstrong's former masseuse was Emma O'Reilly, a young woman from Dublin, and she testified that she had seen Lance injecting, that she had dumped some of his syringes, that she had gone on mysterious missions to Spain to pick up dubious parcels for Lance, and that she had helped cover up syringe marks on his skin. David Walsh, the Irish journalist and author of two best-selling books on Lance, both of which have interviews with former teammates of Armstrong, testifying how they either saw Lance using performance-enhancing drugs or he'd told them how to use drugs. So, strangely enough, there's quite a strong Irish connection, really, with the whole Lance Armstrong episode. But let's back up a little bit here now, first of all, and let's go back to 1999, the year Lance Armstrong wins his first Tour de France. In 1998, the Tour de France was nicknamed the Tour de Farce. This was because the French customs officers uncovered a massive doping smuggling operation on the part of one of the teams that was in the Tour. They were subsequently expelled, and in the autumn of 1998, the Tour director assures us that the 1999 Tour would be clean. Well, along comes Lance Armstrong, who in his previous outings in the Tour finished 36th, or in the other two occasions, he failed to finish. But he wins the 1999 Tour, and he does so in record time. Here's a man back from the brink of death, a cancer survivor, just what the Tour needed, a hero to rescue it from its disgraced past. And Lance goes on winning and winning and becomes something bigger than the sport. He's so big that at some point he's actually donating money to the Union of Cycling International, the sport's international governing body. So the regulatory body that oversees fairness in the sport is now actually in receipt of money from one of the people that it's supposed to be regulating. Incidentally, the chairman of that body, much to my shame, is another Irishman, Pat McQuaid. But one of my favourite actors in all of this drama has to be USADA, the United States Anti-Doping Agency. And the head of this august body, Travis Tygart, is on record as having said that Armstrong's evasion of detection in the sport is, quote, one of the most sophisticated drug conspiracies I've ever seen in sport, unquote. According to Tygart, the evidence against Armstrong is overwhelming, with as many as 10 of his former teammates testifying they either saw him take drugs or he had told them that he had taken drugs. And USADA would be passing on that evidence to the governing body of international cycling. Remarkably, however, we've heard very little by way of criticism from former and current champions of the sport, with the notable exception of the first American winner of the Tour de France, Greg LeMond. Now, according to LeMond, however, Armstrong threatened to ruin him financially if he spoke out against him. So, either Lance is telling the truth, or there is a massive collective conspiracy to tarnish his reputation. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.